Be a thinker. Playing by ear is easy after you learn command of the 24 basic chords and their inversions. Keep adding new ones until you've gone through all 12 majors and minors. It's okay to play well in certain keys and not in others. In the beginning, it's more important to get a good feel for what it means to be good on the instrument. Once you master a comfortable key, you are able to approach harder keys with greater confidence. Make the decision. The only thing standing in the way of your success is resolution to devote quality time to learning those basic chords. You can do it in about a month if you put your mind to it. Take control of your lifetime learning process. You've got to practice. Do it every day. Study the chords and their patterns. Work on ones that you don't know and memorize the positions. Test and drill yourself as you analyze what you're doing. Work your own math. Figure things out and ask yourself the hard questions. Become a motivated, inquisitive student to learn what you must. The answer is there and you've got to keep looking for it. Always look for deep answers to simple questions. Ask me anything if you get confused, but it's totally up to you how motivated you are to make that decision to practice. When you reach command of the basic chords, you'll know you're good on the piano. That's when your entire world opens up. At that point, you realize you can get as good as you want if you're willing. Furthermore, you can go in any direction you want with confidence that otherwise would be empty without command. Confidence issues. People with command often underestimate their control over the instrument. I can't improvise is a common lament. Improvisation comes with time, effort, and experience. Gauge your abilities on how long you've been in command. Be aware of the accelerated type of knowledge you use to teach yourself to get better. You are a rare person of exceptional potential because of what you know. Re-listen to the musical universe and immerse yourself into that information. You must keep this in the forefront of your mind and not allow yourself to backtrack to traditional trappings. If you want to lead, then you must follow the numbers path. Learn this, and the rest of your piano days will be bright and rosy. People tend to get hung up on so many notes and keys to keep track of because you cannot shake that 96 concept thinking. Discard your dependence on alpha tones and laser focus only on the 8-note order. That's what puts order to the musical universe. Music theory is just like anything else you might not fully understand. An engine, for example, is a bit complicated, but once broken down and explained, makes perfect sense. There's a technology to music the same. While the product of music theory is infinite, the interactive components of the technology are concise and limited. Numerically, all theories you use to keep track of where you are all rooted in 8-concept thinking. Transposing, modulation, key signatures, melody lines, progressions, and more are all using the same measure, and they rely on your insider view of the major scale. Do not view any of the theories as singular to themselves. They are not. They are merely tributaries to the major scale, offshoots, totally dependent upon 8-concept thinking as well. Atlas ability. It is very, very powerful to realize you can control such a big instrument with proper 8-concept thinking. And that, my friends, is how playing the piano is easy. You quickly get to a point where your mind plays better than your fingers do. As you gain experience, the concept becomes a part of your being. However, in the beginning, you must continually look to the major scale for answers. Some think that piano talent is kind of a mystical gift. Any play-by-ear piano bar musician out there knows how to get around. Style aside, anybody that's good knows the math of music. It's not a nilly-willy, just get a feel for it kind of thing. It's a simple mathematical science that is the roadmap to getting around. For most seasoned musicians, it's been a long road to 8-concept awareness. For you, it's a turbo boost to your musicianship. The only thing you have to do is realize it.